Happy to be joined right now by John Spytek, the Browns Director of College Scouting. Okay, how many Senior Bowls is this for you?
I think nine. One away from a decade.
One away from a decade. All right. Last year at this game, six players who participated, three from the North, three from the South, ended up on the Browns roster, ended up being drafted by the Browns. Mitchell Schwartz, and of course started, we know he started at right tackle. Billy Winn, key member of that defensive line. James Michael Johnson from the North squad, and then the South team, of course, Brandon Whedon, Brad Smelly, Emmanuel Acho. So as you look at that and think, kind of now put your head back to a year ago, did this game help the stock of those guys in a way that influenced the Browns to draft them?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. It's the preeminent all-star game. It's the best competition. And I think one of the big things and one of the reasons so many people come down here is you get a chance to see these guys compete against the other top players in the draft too. And so when guys like those six guys that we drafted come down here and they stand out in this game and amongst, you know, they're the people they're really competing with to be drafted, you know, it obviously gets your attention, and it kind of shows you that, number one, these guys can compete at a physical level with the other best players in the draft, but from a mental and a toughness standpoint, they stood out as well.
And that's the thing. So as you're watching these practices, what are some of the things that you individually want to see?
Well, if you take Whedon, for instance, you know, you get a chance to come down here, and you know, I think I've talked with you before, sometimes guys look very different live than they do on film.
Right.
And you notice some other stuff. So when you get around Whedon, for instance, and you watch the ball come out of his hand and you watch the velocity he can throw it with, the trajectory he puts on the ball, the accuracy he can throw it with, that stands out when you're in person. You get a better sense of it when you're, you know, 20 yards from him as opposed to watching him on a TV monitor. You know, and then you look at Mitch, big, tough, competed with these guys, stood out. So, yeah, 100%.
It shouldn't be a shock that many guys from your draft were from this particular game, right? Because I saw a stat somewhere. Is it upwards of 90% of the players who participate in the Senior Bowl end up being drafted?
Again, I think that speaks to the quality of the game. I mean, especially with Phil now running the show down here and getting players, I think that the quality of the player here will only go up because he obviously knows what NFL teams are looking for.
So Phil Savage, right, the former Browns general manager who now is the Senior Bowl committee chairman, he can influence the process of getting the right players here that NFL teams are looking for.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of the way he selected players. He was just telling us at the weigh-ins this morning that he actually physically went out on the road and scouted some of these players.
Oh.
You know, he does all the Alabama games, so he gets a chance to see all those guys. So he really is looking at who to get here from a scout's perspective. In terms of who, these are the guys we need to see. If it's a small school guy, we want to see this guy compete against the better players that he didn't have a chance to compete against, based on his college schedule.
Right.
And I think it'll really help the quality of the game to have Phil involved and make sure that the top seniors that we're identifying them and that we're getting them all here together so they can compete against each other.
The fact that the Lions and Raiders coaching staffs are leading these players through the drills, the respective North and South squads through their drills this week. How much thought do you put into knowing what those two teams are about and their particular programs are about? How does that influence things, or are they keeping the drills pretty standard to like a standard template that the Browns and every other team can identify with?
I don't know there's one any standard template for the NFL. I do think from the standpoint that you have the Raiders and the Lions coaching that you get to see how these kids function in an NFL system. And one of the harder parts of our job is identifying. First you have to identify talent, but then you have to take into effect the system that the kid's playing in. And a lot of these kids now they don't grow up taking for quarterback, for instance. They don't grow up taking snaps from under center. And so now they come here. So Whedon's an instance from last year. Everything he did was in the shotgun last year. So he comes to this game, and he has to get his hands under center, and he has to, you know, drop like we're going to ask him to drop and identify coverages as he's dropping as opposed to receiving a ball while he's standing 5 yards deep and then just throwing it. So I think that's a big thing. You just get to see these kids function in an NFL-type practice, an NFL-type system, And that's, again, a big part of the evaluation process.
Well, that's a great point. And we're visiting with John Spytek, Director of College Scouting for the Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You bring up Whedon, and, yeah, when he arrived at this game last year, you're talking about a guy who didn't work with a tight end, was in shotgun the majority of time. So when he was here and working with an NFL-style offense, that was the thing you and every scout in this place really wanted to see, right? And immediately, how I guess the my question is, if you can recall, how smooth or comfortable was it for him, or was he struggling to kind of deal with that initially?
No, he definitely had some growing pains here, I think, last year. I mean, he showed you, number one, that he could do it. Mm-hmm. You know, he could function in that system, and when everything lined up and went well, I mean, he could do it. But I remember watching the game, and, you know, I think he stumbled one time getting away from center after taking a snap. You know, he got hurried trying to get into the top of his drop and threw an interception in the game. But, you know, he's a young player in a new system, and that stuff's going to happen.
Sure.
But we're not looking at it from that standpoint. We're looking at it more from, all right, can he functionally, as an athlete, do this? Mm-hmm. And obviously we decided that he could.
And of course, yeah, he got that opportunity with the Browns, and it was an uneven year for him, but generally speaking, with the numbers that he put up that were better than those of historically Browns rookie quarterbacks, the transition probably went better than a lot of people might have thought.
Yeah, I mean, every rookie struggled in this league or had their moments where struggled. And I think Brandon was, you know, he kind of embodied that a little bit. There were some times where he threw the ball over the place and you thought, all right, this guy is an NFL quarterback. And then, you know, he made some throws I'm sure he'd tell you he'd like to have back.
Sure.
But, you know, we're not – at least I'm not down on Brandon at all. I still think he's got every ability to have to be a good player in this league.
Billy Winn, when you think about him and what he's the you know, the motor, the effort, and the playmaking and all the things that he did that were so impressive, I think, in his rookie year, really making his mark on this team. Was that the guy you saw in the Senior Bowl last year?
Yeah, and again, it was important to see that because, you know, he played at Boise State and they play some good teams, but typically they don't play a lot of big bodies like Billy faced in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But he came here and you got to see him compete against these big guards and the big tackles that he's going to see. And, you know, the thing that stood out, Billy's a phenomenal athlete.
Right.
That's one of the easiest things to put the tape on and see. I mean, for a guy who's, you know, 300 pounds, I mean, he is a rare athlete. But, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He doesn't have the bulk of Phil or Ruben.
Sure.
So could he physically hand up, kind of anchor in line, and not get blown off the ball? And this game helped us, I think, in our evaluation, decide that, yeah, he could do it. And then it translated to the field this year where he was able to stand in there as a three technique or one technique, take on a double team and not get driven off the ball, which, you know, for those guys is the most important thing.
And a real critical find that you had in this draft, second round pick Mitchell Schwartz, because he was able to line up and anchor down and settle down the right tackle spot finally for this team. What your recollection is of him from Senior Bowl. You're watching a tackle, so if you could just walk us through some of the things you needed to see or wanted to see and what he actually showed.
I think, you know, one thing to think, we had a lot of conversations on Mitch, and one of the most impressive things was him is that he started every game in his college career. Mm. And then he came here and played well. So you know he's durable. And that's, I mean, look at Joe Thomas, you know, played every snap in his career. I mean, you just can't put a value on guys that have the ability to do that because they might be phenomenal players, but if they can't get on the field or can't stay on the field, that's a problem. So number one, that was Mitch. Number two, he came here and it wasn't too big for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he just kind of fit right in. He did his thing. He's just a real consistent, steady performer. He's big. So you got a chance to see him in person for the first time and say, this is a big man. He's big boned, big shoulders, a big guy that you want protecting your edge. Yeah, he's strong and he was consistent here. Now he took a few losses, but mm-hmm. Everyone does here. I mean, the one-on-one drills, I mean, those are, you know, they try to simulate real life, but or real plays, but it's still a simulation. And we just left this game impressed with him. And then to add on to that, you know, the chance that we got to spend with him one-on-one interviewing him here, you just are impressed about his approach to the game, his overall level of intelligence, but not only just he's a smart person, but he's a smart football mind too.
Right.
And, you know, there's a difference in there. And once you get a chance to get settled with the guy and understand that, all right, he's got all these characteristics that we're looking for in a tackle, you know, then you start to push him up a little bit. All right, this is a guy we want to focus on at the combine, at pro days, and then have a lot of conversations with leading up to the draft.
football is proprietary. When you're looking at players, they have to fit what your team is doing. I know you want basic athletic skills, and there's, I'm sure, things that translate to all systems and schemes, but it is scheme specific. And so the Browns have a new head coach in Rob Chudzinski. You know North Turner's the offensive coordinator, Ray Horton the defensive coordinator. Your sense, and these are such fresh hires for this team, and now you're on the road, you know, looking at the talent. What mindset do you carry into that, to making sure, of course, that you're fitting that profile of players that'll fit what the coaches coach in Cleveland?
Well, I think as scouts, you know, our job is to find players that fit what the coaches want to do. I mean, ultimately, that's what we're responsible for. And it's not just identifying talent, but it's identifying talent that can play in the system that, you know, Coach Chud wants to run or Coach Horton wants to run.
Right.
And so I think our jobs as scouts, number one, is if we can find guys that are versatile, that can do a lot of things, then it's a little bit easier because he doesn't get pigeonholed and he doesn't fit in my scheme. Well, no, he can do that, and then he can do this, and he can do this as well. And all of a sudden, you got a player that has a chance to not get lost in the shuffle if there is any change. But two usually is probably a really good player, because if he can do a lot of different stuff, I think that is a huge value, in my opinion, just versatility.
John, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again.
Okay, Vic, thanks for having me today.
He is John Spytek, the Director of College Scouting for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.